Nathan, commiserations on the loss, but it's the start of a big start for the season for you. Of course, you've just been in Japan on tour, which would have really steeled you guys, but the Cookers, you know, were pretty good overall tonight.
Yeah, no, they were. They were very good. Probably a lot fitter and a lot bigger and stronger than I thought they'd be for just coming together for the first time this weekend. So, yeah, hats off to them. They played really well.
And the good thing for you blokes is you'll be able to go back home next year, but this particular version of the Border Cup will always be in Moree for the next couple of years, which is great for the travel. It's a really good show of faith by Central North, because we could have stuck it in Scone, but it's one of those things where it's really important for both teams to kick off their season.
Yeah, it is. They put on a good show today. You know, you've got to take your footy to where the footy's strong in the country, so it's good to see it out here.
Real preparation for later on in the year as we look forward to the country championships in Gladstone.
Yeah, it looks central. CQ will be, you know, as good. You know, it's a rep side. You expect nothing left when you play rep footy. You know, every district's got the same thing, bringing players from different clubs and not having much time to work with them. So it's who's good on the day, and Central North are good on the day today.
And, of course, it's one of those things. You must be satisfied as a Darling Downs coach or a Downs coach now that you're seeing so many of your blokes move through and play for the Queensland Country Heelers.
That's right, that's what it's all about. You've got to be playing good footy in the country championships and get results so your players get seen, and that's our ultimate goal, is to go there and win the championships and get as many players into the South Queensland side and then inevitably on the Queensland Country.
Do you think seeing your players move from Downs to South Queensland, play another rep game, another step, then the Heelers is good for the players, or you can cut out that South Queensland, North Queensland stuff and just go with your provinces and then go straight into the Heelers?
Oh, no, look, I think South Queensland's definitely got its place, because it's given everyone a level playing field. Everyone gets another opportunity at another level. You know, the Queensland Country thing can maybe at sometimes be incumbency, and at least they get through the South Queensland program, they get to see the young fellas or the new guys coming through.
Also, has there been some connections here with the QAU to go to the next level as far as coaching? It's one of those things now, do you get a bit of a boost in your coaching to do level twos and level threes from the QAU, and Downs will be backing you to do that?
Yeah, there's been offers there for some other coaching levels, but at this stage I'm very new to coaching. Like, I had my only first A-grade gig last year with Dalby, and obviously my first year I had 4 years under Rob as assistant coach and then took the role on, so I'm just happy to consolidate with the Downs boys at the moment and do as best a job I can with the Darling Downs.
Congratulations on the premiership. Of course, you dominated the tournament from pretty much go to away, but must have been fantastic to get the result and also have the majority of the run at home in regards to all the pressure games as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was a big season for Dalby last year. We hadn't won a premiership in 14 years, and as a club and as a town, we desperately needed one. So we put a lot of effort into last year, and that's resulted in me getting this job in the Downs, which I'm very proud to do. So I just, like I said, want to do the best for Downs as long as I can and try and get some results. And tonight was very disappointing, because we had good preparation coming off Japan. I don't like to lose, and a loss is a loss, and we lost the trophy. So, yeah, bitterly disappointing, but once again, congratulations, Central North.
Well, you learn from your losses, don't you, rather than the wins in a lot of ways. But Dalby, I'm sure we'd be primed to have, you know, Queensland Country in the Bill Corp Cup going out there. We've had a few games in Toowoomba, but surely we can push out one of those big rep games out there.
Yeah, we had a big Super Saturday last year. We had our closing Junior Carnival, the Risen Cup, the Darling Downs, and then we had the Super Saturday finals there. So we had 88 games in Dalby in one day last year, and it went off like a hoot. We love playing big games out there, but your A-grade side's got to be playing good footy to host a good game, so that's what we're at there as Dalby.
First Carnival for the juniors on the 22nd of April there in Gundawini. We're going to see four St George Bank Queensland Reds players come up, and that's something we need to see more of, don't we?
Oh, we do. I mean, the rugby league with the Broncos, the AFL, you know, they're all going in leaps and bounds, and as Queensland Rugby Union, you know, kids just want to see superstars, you know, and it puts kids in jerseys, and it'd be great to see. Gundawindi always hosts a terrific junior carnival. You know, I've been involved with the juniors for a long time, and it's always good to start the season out there, and it'll be excellent to see some Reds players out there, because it's what we need in the game.
Finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Dalby, and why should we go out there for a magnificent holiday or pull down stumps in the metropolis that is Dalby?
Well, my father-in-law's actually the mayor, so it's a good place to live. I'm a cotton farmer out there. I do a lot of contracting around the Gundawindi area, so I know a lot of people from the area, and it's just great to be part of country Queensland. And if I didn't live in Dalby, I'd probably like to live in Gundawindi.